The U.S. State Department's parsing through an international religious freedom report, and some of the findings affect Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll have more on that in just a moment. And one last thought, new opportunities for the gospel are arising in one African country with a lot of potential. So we'll dive in, but first, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released its 20th annual report yesterday. In that report, both China and Russia were recommended for designation as countries of particular concern, or CPCs. With regard to China, Dr. David Curry of Open Doors USA says the nation's using forms of technology which allows it to control the ways that people live and experience life in the country.
They also have this technical sophistication which allows them to use facial recognition, keep master lists of people who are going to church, who call themselves Christians, and then begin to give social scoring to people who are considered less than ideal citizens if they're committed followers of Jesus. You can see where that's headed in a worst case scenario.
And those worst case scenarios are happening right now.
For Christians in the United States who need to continue to pray, care, and show concern for what's happening to our brothers and sisters in China. This is a very severe problem, and there are a great many Christians whose the practice of their faith, the freedom of that, is at risk.
So how else can Christians respond? Well, the first step is education. We'll share starting points for this, along with more details regarding the USCIRF annual report at our website. And for now, would you pray? Pray for the religious freedom of expression for Christ's followers in both China and Russia. Pray for religious liberties in the countries listed on the USCIRF report and the World Watch List. Next, Nigeria's elections have come to an end. President Muhammadu Buhari will continue serving for the next 4 years. But will his second term bring any change for persecuted believers in northern Nigeria? Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton.
Our expectations are it's going to be more of the same. There's going to be attacks. The government will say things about how they're going to respond and how they're going to get control of the situation. But one of the stories that we hear consistently in these attacks in northern Nigeria is that some of the attackers had military uniforms. Some of the attackers had military weapons. So it's hard to imagine that in his second term, there will be some dramatic shift in how Christians and churches are being protected in northern Nigeria that we haven't seen over the last 4 years.
Attacks have often been ignored because there are so many. Nettleton says the global church can't become numb to news in the field, whether it's positive or negative.
One of the amazing underreported stories about all of this is Muslims in northern Nigeria are coming to Christ. Thousands of Fulani are now following Jesus Christ. So there is a good side to this story. Let's not grow weary in paying attention to it or in praying for our brothers and sisters there.
Ask God to strengthen and encourage his followers. And we'll end today in Uganda, where a lack of Christian resources makes it difficult to accurately teach God's word. AMG International's Bill Passens tells us,
statistics will tell us that 85% of even pastors have no formal training and do not have any biblical resources to help them in studying their Bible. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of them don't even have complete copies of scripture.
Nearly 20 years ago, AMG Uganda's national director began a ministry to address these needs. And today, the broadcast reaches approximately 12 million listeners every Sunday morning. The program answers biblical and theological questions, teaching God's word in a local language.
For one, you know, it's a constant and a weekly opportunity to preach truth. And so, you know, we do use that opportunity to teach from God's word. And that helps to encourage people that may not have an opportunity to worship in a local context.
The radio broadcast serves as a connecting tool. Believers throughout the country can learn about AMG's work and then help serve in different mission projects. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.